I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, the Invested music video out right now on Rumble at Design I Gifted, all lowercase, no space, Design I Gifted. Go check that out. You could also follow the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast on Rumble if you would like. But it's all interconnected. You're going to end up around there anyway. So, guys, today we're here with Mia. Mia, say what's up.
What's up, everybody?
Okay, we are here. We are going to talk about... Man, my phone's going to be blowing up this entire episode, ain't it? There's nothing I can do to stop it.
Muting group chats.
I need to mute the notifications. That way they don't pop up. Guys, we're here today with Mia Made It. We're going to talk about WWE's 2023 Fastlane. Live Saturday, October 7th, 8 Eastern and 5 Pacific, streaming exclusively on Peacock in the United States and WWE Network anywhere else that you are watching. Guys, it is presented by Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty. You know, this is the WWE 2023 Fastlane episode. We are going to cover it. We're going to review it. We're going to give our opinions. And we're going to get out of here. Guys, it's late night work in the studio. Here with Mia Made It, the youngest podcast sensation in Falfurrias. Let's get it. All right, first match, what do you want to talk about? What's happening here? So we got Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford going up against Joaquin Wilde, Cruz del Toro, Rey Mysterio, and Santos Escobar and Zelina. Or,
I don't know if Zelina's involved with this. This just popped up out of nowhere. Just threw this in there.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I missed the entire month leading up to Fastlane. Yeah, like, we missed the entire month leading up to Fastlane. We haven't been able to watch. Things have been busy. You know, budget has been tight lately. We haven't had Hulu for a little while. But, you know, we should get back on it. We should be back on our game soon. But... yeah, we missed a lot of the build to this, so I don't even really understand what is happening. Hopefully we can salvage it by kind of winging it with our knowledge alone. But Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, don't get me wrong, we caught up mostly, right? I think we got like maybe 1-2 episodes away from like being completely caught up today to Friday's event. But you want to tell them where you're going tomorrow?
Oh, I'm going to a meet and greet with the one and only Trish Stratus.
The GOAT. She's going to go see the GOAT, Trish Stratus, in San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to San Antonio. Shout out to, Comic-Con. That's where it's at?
Yep.
Yeah, nice, cool. Meet and greet. She's going to get a picture. You're going to get a picture with the GOAT.
A picture and an autograph.
Awesome. Okay. We got Bobby Lashley. We got Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. The Street Profits with Bobby Lashley. That's pretty cool. And then they're going up against the LWO. I'm not exactly sure, guys, what the match type is. I don't know if it's a 4-on-4 and the Street Profits are expecting somebody. I don't know if it's 3-on-3. I don't know if it's 5-on-5. But, I mean, I imagine it could go a lot of different ways. But I don't think Bianca's going to join the Street Profits, is she?
Well, they're saying she's set to return very soon because she went on a break for a while. Unless that's what they're going to do, a 5-on-5 and bring
Bianca and somebody.
Which I'm thinking it's going to be Carmelo.
I am all for this group right here bringing more talent to it. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Bobby Lashley was money with the...
Hurt Business.
The Hurt Business. And with the Street Profits, it's just even more money because they're all big time. They're all almighty. Who do you got I mean, what actually, you want to talk about every match first? You want to talk about one match at a time? Or, like, you want to tell them everything on the match card before we get into it, the review?
Yeah. Do you want me to start from here and then go ahead to the main event?
Go ahead and tell them everything that's on the card.
Okay, so we have a tag team championship match. Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes.
Wow. Know that.
Then we have a triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship. Asuka, Io Sky, and Charlotte Flair. Then we have a tag team match, the Bloodline with Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso versus the team of John Cena and LA Knight. And then for the main event, we have a last man standing match, Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the World Heavyweight Championship.
You see, I didn't even know that LA Knight and John Cena were tag teaming.
The last thing I knew is LA Knight had COVID.
So. I didn't know that Charlotte Flair was added to the women's championship match. And I didn't know that Cody and Jay are fighting for the tag team championship.
I think it's for the tag team championships. They haven't even made that.
Look at Damian Priest, bro. Don't he look like a star on that poster? I'm trying to tell everybody. I'm trying to warn everybody for the possibility that even if Seth does take the title off of Roman, Damian Priest might be right there. Same night.
No. Mm-mm.
So does he lose his cash-in? Or does he cash-in on Seth?
Or whoever has the one? Since he has the two titles, unless they want to make him a three belt, which I
imagine they're
going to
lose those, though.
I think they're going to have him lose the Money in the Bank. He's going to fail to cash in.
They could.
Like, let's say he cashes in on Seth tonight. He fails to beat him.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Austin.
And it'll probably be like something with Finn.
Yeah.
Finn will probably turn on him or something. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess there are ways that you can have him lose the... Because they're... But, I mean, don't sleep on the fact that they're going to... That's who it is. That he's the future. I mean... He looks a lot better than what he looked like even a year ago, even 6 months ago. So, everybody keep your eye on the Archer of Infamy, you know? The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso. Let's go back to the way beginning. Let's talk about the Bobby Lashley, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins match versus LWO. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? Despite not knowing the match structure, who do you think would win that match?
I want the LWO. And I know that LWO is going to win.
Yeah, I'm going LWO as well. LWO. Yeah, I'm going to go the LWO as well. You know, riding with the Rasa. So, next match that we got American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. We got main event Jey Uso going up against the Archer of Infamy and Finn Balor. The Judgment Day. Who do you think is going to win that match? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think Cody and Jay are going to win.
I don't think so either.
I'm going to go with the Judgment Day because I'm all for Finn having a title on him.
At all times.
They can keep it for as long as they want. And I won't be mad because it's Finn.
I'm going to go with main event Jey Uso and the American Nightmare because those are two of my favorite wrestlers right now. Probably both in my top 10. And I would love to see them end up with the championships just randomly. Like, maybe they're like the top two contenders for Roman or something like that. And, like, maybe they have a story about how they're beefing as tag team partners, tag team champions. But that's all made up. Imagine I think the like Judgment Day is obviously probably going to continue going forward. But I would love to see Cody and Jay as champions, even if it's for a little bit. What I really want to see, though, is them fixing that belt.
Oh, yeah. Bro. They need new belts. Put on the design they did for the NXT championships because those are cool.
But no, not those. It has to be something.
But like the same like type of like colors and stuff. Like
yeah, did you hear
the stuff?
Yeah, I don't like the blue and red ones with the silver plates.
Especially because now that they're undisputed, they're together now.
Yeah,
change the color.
I mean, I do like the way they look in the pictures and stuff like that, yeah. Like in the entrance. But the red and they just look so basic. Like, I think the the company was like losing a lot of money at that time, and they had like, you know, budget cuts, baby. There is a report. There is a report that has said that ever since, I guess, the merger with the new parent company, that they were gonna, they were thinking about like redesigning and renaming like the belts and everything.
Really?
Completely just.
I heard that they're gonna give us new belts.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
They're
like,
adding
completely
new
just
titles.
Well, that probably that as well. That's interesting. I don't know. That would be quite the change. I don't think that's probably gonna happen, but at this point, you never know. Edge showed up on AEW. You know, you want to talk about that real quick before we move forward. Edge showed up on AEW. Jade Cargill is supposed to come to the WWE.
Oh, just AEW.
There's rumors that CM Punk might come back to the WWE. What's even happening?
I'm so excited.
What is even happening? I love it.
And it makes, that kind of makes more sense now that they got rid of all those people they released to bring in new talent.
Oh yeah. Freeing like, up a lot of money.
Cora's been missing. People are saying that's going to be one of the new NXT call-ups. Wes Lee's going to be the next one. Because that dude said he was done with wrestling, and then he's still going by the WWE name.
Wes, Cora.
And then apparently Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Mello. And Braun. I think you told me this, have proven they're better than the NXT roster.
They said, yeah, I did see a post from Backyard Heels, WWE, I think, on Facebook. I don't remember. I could be shouting them out just to shout them out. But that they had said that Tiffany Stratton, Bron Breakker, and Carmelo had proven that they were too big of superstars for the NXT brand after the last pay-per-view, which was
No Mercy,
which we haven't watched, but I need to go back and watch. I'm probably going to try to watch tonight. You watched it? Was it good?
Yeah, I watched it in school.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Becky probably was on it too, right?
Probably one of my favorite NXT pay-per-views.
I heard NXT's really, really, like, doing
Sean's
good.
Sean's doing so good right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I heard Sean's looking at Booker of the Year right now for turning around NXT. Heavy. So I'm going with Cody Rhodes. I'm going with main event Jey Uso, obviously.
I'm going with Judgment Day.
Okay.
It's my favorites.
Next match that we have, guys, we have the triple threat. Actually, let's not talk about title matches yet. Let's talk about the Bloodline, Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa going up against LA Knight and big match John Cena. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win at Fastlane? Saturday, October 7th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I don't
on Peacock.
I don't know, because on WWE any team,
Universe,
I'd go with
Network.
I'd go with Jimmy, because I love Jimmy. He's always been my favorite, but I think I'm going to have to go for John and LA.
This is a great, like, I don't even know how it came about. I've actually caught a little bit of Jimmy Uso's renewed little run that he's been on. What a character that he is putting on at the moment. That Fatal 4-Way match between Roman, Solo, Jay, and Jimmy is going to be,
I heard they might turn into a Fatal 5-Way with The Rock.
Bruh, it'd be insane. It's going to be crazy. That tribal, like that tribal for the tribal chief.
The Rock and Roman are already locked in for WrestleMania.
Oh man, Philadelphia is going crazy this year. I think I'm going with you. I'm gonna be with you. I want LA Knight and John Cena to win. I want LA Knight to get that rub from
John Cena. I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, but John Cena's getting on me. I'm not as big as a hater as I used to be.
Yeah. Honestly, a couple of the times that he was coming back, he looked real like, if he wasn't really, like, his heart wasn't there, like, he didn't really care to be there. He was kind of going through the motions a little bit. When he came back this time around, you really saw the effort. You really saw the energy again. It looked like old John Cena again. It looked like he was, like, you know, and that's what I think caught my attention again, because I was a John Cena hater in the sense that, like, he became basically like The Rock, like Brock Lesnar, you know? And that's not something you ever want to see any of your favorite wrestlers turn into, which John Cena was every kid's favorite wrestler growing up in that era in 2005 through 2014, you know? I'm going with John Cena. I'm going with John. Same. I'm going with LA Knight over the Bloodline. How that match is going to turn out, I don't know, but I think that Jimmy and Solo are very liable to take a loss against these two guys right here. Yeah. And then LA Knight with John Cena, that's just like... That's dream.
Exactly.
That's dream stuff right there.
These are the type of matches you make on 2K.
These are the types... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Back then, John Cena was that guy. LA Knight is one of those guys, and he's going to get that rub from John Cena, and it's going to be crazy. Co-main event of the evening. You want to tell them what it is, and you want to lead this one?
The triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky, Asuka, and Charlotte all going up against each other. I say Charlotte's going to win.
Oh, really? You think Charlotte's going to get her
actually,
belt?
Actually.
Has she had that belt?
Nope.
No?
Remember, because she fought at SummerSlam.
Oof,
causing
man.
Io to cash in whenever Bianca won.
Man, that belt would look nice on Charlotte, too. Just seeing it right there next to her, it looks like it should be hers.
It's because she's blonde and it's yellow.
That's true, too. But and the strap is white. And she's
white.
But Io Sky is a... She's a good champion, but I think there's too much going on around her right now with Bayley, with Dakota, with the tag team champion, like
control.
The tag team scene, period. Like, she's a champion in the tag team scene, and it's like,
it's weird.
You're not really able to, like, maximize her potential. But giving her a title that early is something that I do like, in the sense that, like, Io Sky winning the championship, like, that was out of nowhere, especially, like, in the Vince McMahon booking era. Like, that probably wouldn't have happened this soon, you know?
I really want Io to retain, though, because Io is she was the best NXT women's champion ever. Like, other than Mandy.
Ever.
She was the greatest champion. I watched some of her reruns last night. And I would watch all those matches, and I was like, there's no way they just took it off this girl.
Yeah, like, and Asuka obviously was one of the greatest champions in NXT history as well.
Period.
And then Charlotte Flair just being one of the best athletes, female athletes, if not just period athlete in the in the company, you know? So that's going to be a great... That's going to be a great wrestling match, period. There's going to be a lot of high spots. There's a lot of high flyers in that match. A lot of high flying action going to happen. Charlotte Flair, Io Sky, Asuka. I love Asuka, man. I love her character. I love everything about her. The face paint is great.
Face paint's my favorite part. I think this is going to be my favorite match of the night. Definitely.
Man, I don't know who I want to win, man. Charlotte Flair, Io Sky, Asuka. I mean, obviously, I want Charlotte to win, because the closer she gets to that, to her dad's record, I mean, the closer we get to...
What's her dad's record? 16? 17?
16. So 17 would be passing her dad.
She's
and if she
15,
gets 17...
Right?
Yeah. If she gets 17, then she'll be the first wrestler ever to get 17, I guess. Because Ric Flair has the most. John Cena doesn't have as much as Rick, neither does Randy. Yep, so she'd be the first one at 17.
Speaking of Randy, he was caught at the Performance Center.
Man, Charlotte Flair is legendary.
I want her to win. That's
Randy
it.
Was at the Performance
Center? He was caught at the Performance Center by fans walking out, and they posted the video of him, and
uh-oh.
Apparently he's been there for 3 weeks.
Uh-oh.
And WWE, or... couple weeks, and this was a month ago.
Let's go.
And WWE just posted the last time Randy was at Fastlane, and they put, "You'll never know when Randy Orton will strike again."
The Viper. I'm gonna go with Charlotte Flair.
I'm going with Charlotte as well.
I'm gonna go with Charlotte because
I don't think I'll be mad.
I'm ready to see that storyline. I'm ready to see her at least get to 16, and then let's see what they do after that. Once it's a chase for 17, that'll be cool. Leading up to WrestleMania, I mean, she might have a match to get her 17th title at WrestleMania.
Be crazy.
Because she could win it here and then lose it and then, you know what I mean?
Bounce back and forth.
And win the 17th at WrestleMania. That could be something you could set up, but we'll see what happens. There's still Royal Rumble, everything that has to go.
I forgot about that.
Royal Rumble is going to be crazy this year. Jade needs to win.
I'm so excited for Jade.
The Royal Rumble. That's all I'm saying right now.
Speaking of Jade, I think I told you about this, that the trade they made, Jade and Edge, or Adam.
Adam.
Oh, speaking of that, how's everyone's father doing today, guys?
Shout out to Christian. I can't wait to see that that storyline play out. Christian Cage and Edge. I watched it actually today, the first promo between them two. Classic stuff, man. It's two true veterans to the game who aren't scared to cross lines, and they were like really out there just exchanging barbs. I can't wait. I love it. I love to see it. I love Edge. I love Christian. Can't
I'm
wait
so
to
excited
see what happens.
To see him insult Edge's dad.
I'm going for Charlotte. I'm gonna take Charlotte. You're gonna take Charlotte as well. I love Asuka. I love Io so much. I love Damage Control. I miss Dakota. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Charlotte because, like I said, that storyline is approaching. It's coming fast, and I can't wait to see it, man. The final match, the main event of the evening. Do you want to tell them what it is?
A last man standing match for the World Heavyweight Championship, Shinsuke Nakamura and Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Can't say that word.
Oh, that's true. Good girl. Okay, so Seth freaking Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Seth looks like an airhead.
The big gold belt. What happens? Who wins? Who do you want to win? And why?
I don't...
Shout out to Peanut.
Quiet Peanut. No, and Thelma. I want... Again, I have a streak with Seth. I can't break it like that, but I've seen the way Shinsuke's been treating him. Shinsuke messed up his back, and even more than it was, Seth said himself... I'm going out to this match to, even though this might be my last time.
So what do you think, as far as when it comes to Shinsuke's repackaged character, they're doing a lot of the vignettes, the little video, promos. What do you think about Shinsuke? Do you think he has a chance to be the one who, as he says, the straw that breaks the camel's back, Seth Rollins being that camel?
I don't think so, because if Shinsuke was that person, he wouldn't be sending video messages to Seth just so he can blindside him. He'd go up to him and tell him stuff and attack him. He wouldn't attack him when Seth wasn't paying attention.
Seth is having a pretty cool World Heavyweight Championship run, I'm not gonna lie.
This is just me. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but I'm saying Seth retains tomorrow night, CM Punk comes back, and that's who's going to be taking the title from Seth.
Bruh, I swear, really, really, if, I'm just saying, if CM Punk really comes back, bro, there will be no more Mr. Nice Guy. CM Punk is going to, CM Punk coming back to AEW was a big deal. Coming back to WWE is going to be astronomically a bigger deal than going back to AEW. It's going to be crazy, bro.
He ain't going back to AEW. If
Seth beats Shinsuke tomorrow night at Fastlane and that music hits, that pop is going to be incredible. If CM Punk enters a WWE arena after his music hits, I know I'm gonna pop. That is gonna be, man. I can't even explain how excited I am about these additions to the WWE roster, such as Jade Cargill, such as, you know, if CM Punk were to come back, Adam Copeland going to AEW, you know, all these different little changes, these different people going back and forth between the two brands. Love it. I love it. I love everything about it. Having two brands, one that is clearly better, but the other that is just this underdog, like, you know, chip on your shoulder brand. Like, seeing Edge come out at that AEW show felt very, very small in comparison to the WWE.
I was so confused.
You know what I mean? Like, seeing him come out and, like, he was used to bigger pyro. He was used to bigger stage.
He only debuted in front of like 800 people, I think they were saying.
He said that that felt a lot like, you know, when his debut in the indies and stuff like that. But because it gives you a similar feel, like it's different. Like Edge is big time. Like he's been 25 years in the WWE, 20 years. Like
biggest signing AEW has ever had.
By far. Bigger than Saraya, bigger than who else has gone over there from WWE. Big, way bigger than Cody. Edge is that.
Just imagine
Edge was that dude.
AEW's going to be stacked, especially when Sasha decides to pick up and go over there.
Bro.
That's when you have to start watching.
Yeah, I'll be forced to no avail to be an AEW fan at that point. If Mercedes Moné shows up at, or Mercedes Varnado or Sasha Banks, whatever she shows up as. If she shows up at AEW, that's it. I will be a fan. I will be watching every single week, even if it is just to watch her segments. Britt Baker versus Sasha Banks versus Mercedes Moné. Saraya versus Mercedes.
I'm so excited for that fight.
It's going to be Toni Storm versus... It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great TV. I can't wait. Wrestling is in a boom period right now, so enjoy it, everybody. You know, make sure, try not to get too caught up in WWE versus AEW, but still keep that passion, because once that crossover happens, that they start, like, you know, invading each other's shows and stuff like that.
Apparently, it's going to start sooner than expected. Sheesh,
it's going to get crazy. I mean, I imagine it looks like they're starting to...
Because NXT is having something... This week, where the main roster is crossing over
with NXT,
and people are saying that's when everything is gonna start.
This one's easy for me. I'm going
too.
With Seth.
Seth.
This one's easy. So guys, as we talked about, we have the LWO, Rey Mysterio, Joaquin Wilde, Cruz del Toro, Santos Escobar, and Zelina Vega. Expected to take on the brand new Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley, the Almighty, and the Street Profits. We got the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and main event Jey Uso set to take on the Judgment Day for the WWE Undisputed Tag Team Championships. We got the Triple Threat Women's Championship match, Charlotte Flair, Io Sky, Asuka. We got John Cena, LA Knight, taking on the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, and Jimmy. Are they still the Bloodline?
Yeah.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because, yeah, okay. So, taking on the Bloodline, Solo, and Jimmy. And then we got the main event, Seth freaking Rollins taking on Shinsuke Nakamura for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think we about got everything covered. We said we both got the LWO, right?
Yes, both LWO.
You're going Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
I'm going American Nightmare and main event.
Imagine.
We're both going Charlotte Flair.
Yep, both Charlotte Flair.
We're both going John Cena and LA Knight.
Yep, John Cena and LA.
And we are both going Colby Lopez, Seth freaking Rollins over Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, apparently JD's in the Judgment Day now. Or like Finn's convincing the Judgment
Day. We're missing too much. Shout out to JD.
Wait for Go Pop.
But yeah, guys, make sure to catch Fastlane. Guys, make sure to catch Fastlane. October 7th, live, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, streaming exclusively on Peacock in the United States and WWE Network anywhere else. Presented by Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. That's about it. Guys, this is Mia's... Actually, before we sign off, we got big news coming up soon. This is Mia's 9th episode of the podcast. She is coming up on her 10th episode, guys, next month. The very next episode that we do is going to be 10 months for, 10 months that you've been podcasting at this point. So you're coming up on a year, too. So your 12th podcast is going to be a year. Wow. Okay. Well, it's time to level up then in a couple of podcasts. So your 10th episode, guys, I don't know what we're going to do, but, you know, we'll figure out some little special thing to do for Mia Made It. This is 10 podcast episodes in. Well, 9. It should be 10 next month, God willing. And, yeah, we're excited. We're proud of you. You know, everything that you're doing, thank you for helping us. You know, you're bringing a lot of followers, listeners, and new eyes to the podcast. So, you know, without you, we would only be so far. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. You know, Mia, is there anything that you would like to say before we sign off?
No.
Okay. Also,
what?
Guys, hashtag Elton Strong.
Oh, hashtag Elton Strong.
Hashtag Elton Strong.
I got Addie to get into wrestling just so she could follow the Elton
Strong. Shout out, Addie. Elton Strong, guys, everybody. You know, he had that separated shoulder, and, you know, it put him in the wheelchair, and it was just tough. It was a tough
paralyzed.
Go. But nah, guys, thank you for tuning in. It was a fun episode. It was episode number 9 for Mia. Episode number 9 of the Mia Made It series. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. Go check out Invested on Rumble at Designed I Gifted, and DIG at Spotify, True at Spotify, and we will catch you guys on the next one. We're out of here.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE. The realest underground entertainment. Rilo. Tone G. Merculation. DIG. JB. Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.